Hey lovies, this is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast, and we are doing episode 2 of season 9 while we're talking about tarot. So in this episode, I'm just going to give you some things to consider before we dive right in into major and minor arcana. Let's just get some tarot, you know, things out of the way first. So when considering reading tarot cards, we have to consider the impact of the meaning behind the cards. There is a balancing of major arcana and minor arcana. These parallel worlds exist at the same time and are intertwined within one another. The major arcana are 22 cards depicting a fool's journey throughout the natural stages of life until death and judgment, right? The minor arcana cards are 56 mundane symbols of everyday life. These are the day-to-day details of our situation. Like, what about maybe reading the reverse? Well, in short, reverse meaning is always the removal or opposite of the original meaning, right? As above, so below, it is the rule of thumb for reversed symbols. So now that we've gotten like the basic out of the way, another question that comes up is, who can read tarot? I consider that anyone on all reading levels can read tarot, right? Tarot is offered in all languages, including Braille, okay? So there are tarot cards fitting for children as well, okay? And even, you know, the neurodivergent. They can be integrated into all cultures and religions. Tarot is fashioned just like clothes in the store, unique to size, shape, color, and style. One of the main questions I get is tarot witchcraft. In short, no. Tarot is used by all types of beliefs, psychics, shamans, healers, and people who want peace on earth. Okay, tarot circulates through all types of spiritual and mainstream communities. Tarot is just a tool for divination. And yes, divination still has a bit of a negative stigma attached to it. Yes, tarot is widely used in witchcraft, but you do not need to be a witch to use them. Tarot does not suggest that you are being influenced by witchcraft to use them either. There are other forms of divination, such as Ouija boards, pendulums, and black mirrors that are used specifically for witchcraft, and tarot, it still remains on the lower ladder of the other options. So we would also have to consider the negative stigma on witchcraft. It is assumed that witchcraft is all bad. However, it is just as good or as bad as the person who practices it. So it varies from person to person. Now, I hope you have a tarot deck in front of you so we can finally get started. What you have is 78 cards of pure divination magic, 22 major arcana cards and 56 minor arcana cards. And you're probably wondering, what is arcana? It is the Latin word for arcanus, which means mystery or a secret. So you are uncovering a well-kept secret to answer your questions. This is like speaking in code to the universe, and this is how it will cleverly speak back to you, particularly in that same code. Tarot cards are a spiritual tool, and it is rumored to come alive and have an energy of its own. Very important to know. It is common to pray with them and carry them around with you. Your spirit guides, deities, and ancestors will always give you perfect advice. You will notice that the same cards will appear for certain questions and answers. As a live spiritual tool, you will need to cleanse them in the sun, sea salt, prayer, or with incense. Place them in a space where they are not to be disturbed. Tarot cards can be like pets, and the only you should be handling them. In other people's hands, they might not, quote unquote, behave very well.